Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Weiss is in the house.
Hello again, I'm Alan Weiss, broadcasting from Howling Dogs International. Today I'd like to deal with how to select a consultant. That's right, we'll look at this from the other side of the desk. How do you select a consultant? Unfortunately, you know, there are no universally recognized sources of certification or licensing for management consultants, as there are for, say, attorneys or doctors or even architects. However, there are criteria and actions available for any client to maximize the probability of choosing a skilled professional. And so here's a short list. Number one, ask for references from colleagues. Are there consultants being used by people you trust and respect? Are they appropriate for you? The most widespread technique for consultant selection is reference by a peer. You can seldom go wrong if you trust the person referring the consultant to you. Number two, interview the consultant. Is this a person you see as a peer or as a vendor? You don't want a vendor, you want a partner. If it's a vendor, don't go any further. If it is a potential partner, is the chemistry right? Is the value system compatible with your own? Will they stand up to you and provide some valuable insights and push back, or merely be another yes person with little intellectual capital to contribute? Number three, assess their relevant expertise. You probably don't need, that's right, don't need another expert in your industry, but you do need someone who can provide processes, techniques, and models to help you improve from a process standpoint. Don't be lulled or fooled by industry experience. Investigate whether the consultant can bring external best practices and new ideas to bear on your situation. When I went to work for Mercedes, they said, "You've never worked for a car company before." I said, "What's your point? You've got car experts crowding the halls out here, but you're getting killed on service in your outlets. That's where I can help you. You don't need someone else designing brake pads." Number four, perform due diligence. For example, does the person have a repute or a brand? Have they published a book? Are they known in their field? Can the consultant provide references, testimonials, and non-confidential examples of successful projects? Does the consultant belong to an organized professional association which at least attests to self-development, a network of resources, and ethical conduct? There's the Institute of Management Consultants, there's the Society for Advancement of Consulting, and others. Number five, expect to maximize your return on investment. Outstanding consultants are not inexpensive, and be suspect of anyone who's far under the fee structures of others, but their return and value to you should be commensurately high. Expect to gain a great deal and to invest proportionally. If they can provide a 10-to-1 return or better in both quantitative and or qualitative areas, how can you go wrong? Where are you getting that kind of return? Finally, plan to be an active partner. Consultants don't do something to you, they work with you. You are the change agent within your company. Don't delegate the consultant to lower levels or seek to escape the accountability for change. The more involved you are, the faster and more successful the project will conclude. So don't be alarmed by unconventional thinking or counterintuitive suggestions. The entire value of using an external resource is to break your existing paradigms and present fresh approaches. Never use too many consultants, by the way, at once. Managing a large group can be worse than herding cats, and I hear they shed very badly. I'm Alan Weiss. You better listen. That's the way I see it.